The Kingdom Chronicles is a prophetic adventure into the secrets of the Kingdom of God. The following teaching is by Alan Smith, entitled Lesson 2, Life Must Be Found.
I want to speak on something tonight that has to do with your prophetic gift. We are going to speak about what? Life must be what? Life must be found. Now, there's a scripture that I like to use with that. Look at it. It's in Romans 1. It says, the good news tells us that God makes us ready for what? Heaven makes us right in God's sight when we put our faith and trust in who? In Christ to save us. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scripture says it, the man who what? The man who finds life will find it through what? Through trusting God. The man who finds life will find it through what? Trusting God. How much do you trust God? 5%? 10%? 20%? Listen, I'm going to tell you how much life you're going to experience. If you trust God 10%, you are experiencing 10% of life. If you trust God 20%, you're feeling 20% of life. To trust God more just equals more life. And as we trust Him more and feel more life, and that's what the Chronicle time is about. The prophetic Chronicles is about us. You got to understand something. We've got to experience and feel life if you want to write prophetically and hear from God. Because hearing from God is hearing life. That's the reason a prophetic word gives life to someone. A lot of prophetic people like to correct people all the time. I'll not get into that one. We're to give life because more life is what we're after. How can you be alive and still need to find life? There's a reason. Could there be more to life than just living? Here's another one of the secrets of the kingdom of God. The man or woman who finds life must have a desire for what? For their real life. Have you run into that one yet? A desire for real life. You know, the status quo is just not quite cutting it. The very fact that you're here on a Saturday night in church tells me that you're looking for more life. But it's through looking for more life that we can give something away. I'm not talking about the pleasures of life or self-gratification. Not at all. To find more life means to what? To discover and perform physically, mentally, and spiritually what God has placed inside of you to do. Have you not noticed that there's something down in you that hasn't been expressed yet? How many do I have out there like that? Okay. Do you know what that is? That's the life of God in you. It's trying to get out. It wants to be expressed. You've decided, well, I can't, I'm too old, or it's too late. It's never too late to do the right thing. Never too late. But it's down in you. We have just learned the art of stuffing it, of stuffing creativity. God has created you to create with Him. God has created me to create with Him. That equals more life. Watch it. You know, that part of you that has never been truly expressed, it is your inner being crying out to be something. You can feel it deep within you. Perhaps you have managed to shut down this voice from crying from within your soul. Now, there takes an art of that. This is what happens to criticism. Criticism shuts down that voice, that creative being that's within you. So what happens? Do you encourage people more or do you criticize them more? We really have the art of criticism down well, especially in the church. We want everybody to be godly, like there is someone. Come on, somebody. There wasn't but one, the way I read my Bible, that made that mark. He's the one that is godly. And it's through His righteousness. It's through His righteousness that we are able to be partakers of this divine nature. Isn't that cool? there's more life. We find more life how? Trusting God. The more you trust God, the more life you will experience. So the battle within you is how much you're going to trust God in a certain area. Just watch it. Now the reason I'm wanting to get more life in us is more life comes forth, the prophetic voice of God comes forth, because it comes forth through life. It doesn't come through your mind. It doesn't come through your intellect. It doesn't come through that. It comes through more life. This creative voice which God has put down in the depths of your soul is His voice calling you to come and to create with Him. He is not calling you to recreate what others have already created. He is not calling you to recreate what others have already created. He's looking for something fresh and for something new that only you can do. Some of you have been in school and teachers have said, well, you can't be something, you can't do something. Anybody experienced that one? Of course you have. Have you had others in your family or other friends say, well, you can't do that? But deep down inside, you really want to do it. You really want to reach out there. It's burning a hole in you. But we've learned how to quench it and to put water on it. Well, chronicle time is to say, okay, everybody, let's come alive here. This is lifetime. This is time to come alive. This is time to do. Listen, right up here we have an easel. Somebody's already painted some chalk stuff on it. While I am talking, if you get if you want to come, there's the chalks right behind it. If you want to come, just mark a color on it. I want you to do it. Doesn't bother me at all. I want you to do it. You say, well, Alan, I've never done that. Listen, if the Holy Spirit of God tells you to come and get a piece of chalk behind there and put a blue mark on there, will you do it for me? And he might do that. You say, well, I can't draw. It's not about drawing. It's out of listening to His voice. It's not about drawing. It's not about it's about if He says it to you, will you do it? This is a school of hearing the voice of God. It's what it's about. Is it a little uncomfortable coming up here and marking on this? It is, but trust me, it's much easier than hanging on a cross. Right? He knew we couldn't do that well. So He says, just do something like this. And it might even look foolish. I read in my Bible something about the foolishness. He is calling you to come and do what? To create with Him. Now, when we give a prophetic word, or we write a chronicle, or if I've given you this paper to do your homework this week, we're going on Pastor Benjamin. That's what you're doing. You're going to be creating. Bless your heart. I love you. I hope I run out of chalk. Praise God. He is calling you to create with Him. So as we've got Pastor Benjamin, here's what God's wanting to happen. He is wanting to create through you. Can you hear me? He is wanting to create through you. So God can give you something to give Pastor Benjamin, and it can create something in his life. Listen to me, people. God has limited Himself to work through His people. I said, God, you're in trouble. Listen to me. He created the world. He put everything into motion. Then He limited Himself to work through His people. Will you allow Him to work through you? You can say, well, Alan, I feel foolish. It's okay. Will you allow Him? Trust me, He's going to start you off with a lot of different things to do. But if you'll come mark on a chalkboard to do, all of a sudden you can start writing and praying about Pastor Benjamin. All of a sudden you're like, wow, where'd that come from? That's cool. Why? If He can trust you with little things, what's He going to do? He's going to give you big things. But He's got to trust you with the little things. And let's watch it. He is not asking you to sacrifice life and die. Now listen to me. He is not asking you to sacrifice life and die. No, He is calling you to start living more life. In Christianity, all I heard for 20 years is I got to die to everything. Listen, there's more to live unto than there is to die to. Can you hear me? There's more to live unto than there is to die to. I'm here to talk about what we're to live unto. Now, before we move on in this thought, ask yourself these two questions, if you would. Are you trying to find more life through being competitive in all of your actions and thinking? Are you trying to be competitive? Everything in our society, everything we were raised to do, speaks of being competitive. We love ball games. Now, I'm not against ball games. I'm just saying it's very competitive. So there's two types of thinking. One is competitiveness. If I am competing with you, that means you have to lose so I can win. Right? What you lose, I gain. That's competitiveness. Now, God doesn't have to compete. I want to introduce you to another thought here. Now let's watch this one. Or are you seeking more life by being a creative thinker under the influence of the kingdom of God? Now we have what I call competitive thinking. Then we have creative thinking. Listen, people of God, you got to understand you are to create with God. You're not to play tapes over and over in your mind of the past. That's the reason Jesus came to set us free of our past. So you'd quit playing those cotton picking tapes. Listen, they're wore out. He wants us to quit playing the tapes of the past. He wants us to get on with thinking creatively for the future with Him. So when we start thinking in the mindset of thinking creatively, what happens to us? As we are thinking creatively, you have opened up your spirit to hear the voice of God. You cannot hear the voice of God without a creative attitude. God's speaking into the now and the future. Are you with me? You must put your faith and trust in who? In Christ, knowing that His sacrifice was and is the only sacrifice which is needed to save mankind from destructive behavior and thinking. Now, please follow me real closely in this one. This is so important. In training you to hear the voice of God, this is so important. Put your faith and trust in Christ, knowing that His sacrifice was and is the only sacrifice which is needed to save mankind from destructive behavior and thinking. There has been a sacrifice made. You must stop dying and start living with the behavior and thinking of the kingdom of God. Can you handle that? Listen, I have noticed that Christians are much better at being told what not to do. But if you start telling them, just shoot, you can go for it, all of a sudden they're stifled. Oh, what do we do? We thought Christianity was about what we couldn't do. Listen, if you get tired of doing what you can do, we'll get around to what you can't do. You are not the sacrifice for man. Would you read that with me? You are not the sacrifice for man. Only Christ could perform this task. I want to give you something. He truly wants you to start living. There again, you've got to come to life, dry bones, or we will not hear the voice of God. We will not hear the voice of God unless we allow God to blow the wind in us and these bones come alive. And as the wind of God is blown in your bones, you will come alive. I just spoke about a seed that God had planted in you, desires of your heart. You've never fully done yet. Some of you would love to come up and just wave a flag, but you won't do it. Some have come up and put, well, looky there. Isn't that cool? Now, is that cool or what? Now, that is cool. Did you know the Lord's speaking right there? He truly wants you to start living. Here is the scripture. Now, please get this. I beg you, please get this. It's 1 Corinthians 15:37. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or something else. Now, listen, I am a farmer. I know what that means. I know exactly what it means. Let this farmer tell you what it means. In the scripture, you can see that Christ was the seed which had to be sown in the earth and die. Who was the seed? Look at me. Who was the seed? Christ was the seed who was placed in the ground, and he is the one that died. Now, you are to be the fruit of him, of being sown, and you are to live. You remember the scripture here? Look at it. 1 Corinthians. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be. The script, he's given us a revelation. This is the secret of the kingdom. A secret is you're not to be planted. Jesus was the seed. You are the body. You do not plant the body that will be. You're the body. You are the body of Christ. Jesus died. He was planted that we might live. So come on, somebody. Let's start living. There's more to life than you're living right now. Did you know that? There's much more to life. If God's body, amen, Ron, if God's body fully comes alive, we will draw many unto him. But they don't want to follow us and die. They're getting enough of that in the world. They thought they could come to Christ and live. Can you look at yourself and say, come and follow me? Perhaps we need more life. Now get it. You don't plant the body, you plant a seed. The seed is Christ. As this fruit, he wants you to find life, live life, and then give life to who? To others. An apple tree does not eat its own fruit. I heard Arthur Burt say this. An apple tree does not eat its own fruit. The seed planted in the ground grows an apple tree. The seed was Christ. It bears fruit, which is who? Which is us. Can others take and eat of us and get eternal life? We are the body. He was the seed that was planted and died. God has called us to more life in Jesus Christ. And as Christians, let's go find it. Let's find the secret of the kingdom. So how can you give life away unless you are finding life through trusting God and the finished work of Christ, the sacrifice for the world? Say this with me, the finished work of Christ. It is finished. Now just, you missed a wonderful opportunity to say praise God. It is finished. The seed has been planted and it has sprouted into a body. And this body is to bring life and to express what the seed died for. Amen? It's kind of scary, isn't it? God wants you to live life fully with much joy and abundance. It is then that you can give out of this substance of the kingdom of God. You know you have received this revelation of living life fully when you desire for everyone to have this same experience. Do you desire for others to have it? You must always remember that God wants all of his creation to discover the true reason for existing. You have been created to experience life fully. So there has been a seed that has been planted and that has died. You have now been grafted into this tree. And because you have, you are now a body that brings forth wonderful flowers and fruit. Now listen, that is an experience. We experience more life. But for the most part, we have learned very well how to be depressed, how to be sad, and for some reason we think it's all right. Let's look around us, church. We are not all right. We just are not all right. If this is happiness forever after, I got on the wrong bus. Where is this more life the Bible speaks about? Is your experience of finding life one that you could recommend to others? Or are you living a life full of what? Competitiveness with people instead of creativeness with God. I want you to learn those two words. Competitiveness and creativeness. Being competitive or creative. You've got to pull out of the competitiveness to move into the creativeness. You'll find yourself with a lot of spare time on your hands. Any arguments, any debates is all about competitiveness. Any judgmental spirit is competitiveness. You're judging people. Do you want people to love you? Just quit judging them. That is all you've got to do. And you will not be able to beat them away with a stick. People are looking for people to love them just where they are. Be creative, not competitive. We don't use scriptures to be competitive, but creative. So as if we're with Pastor Benjamin, something will happen. As we're with him and we're seeking him, what will happen? We're looking for creativeness. You're not trying to compete with the devil. You don't have to blow smoke at Kenya and say, devil, get out. Listen, the way I read my Bible, he's a defeated foe. How do you read your Bible? It's the way I read my Bible. So I will let God take care of him. My job is to be creative with him. A competitive life will take away and give it unto itself. But a creative life will bless others, and in turn, it'll be blessed itself. When you are finding life and giving it away, all are blessed. No one has to lose to be blessed with God when God gives away more life. You must stop these thoughts of competition for what has already been created and trust God for new creativity in your life. Now, you've got to understand something with creativeness versus competitiveness. Jesus Christ played our competitive game. He totally destroyed death, hell, and the grave. He entered that battle of competition. Have you not noticed every time you enter it, you lose? Have you noticed? We don't do competitiveness well. But yet we're always wanting to be competitive with the enemy. The enemy's real. The enemy's really real. But if you want to overcome him, you do it by the power of the blood and the testimony. It's the creativeness that overcomes him. The competitive battle has already been fought. But you have to be creative to move into victory lane. Victory circle comes from creativeness. You've got to understand, God has created every one of us. The very fact that he created you is proof that he loves you already. He's created us for a purpose. When you gain more life from a selfish motive, it is never satisfactory, nor is it permanent. This competitive motive will be conquered tomorrow by another, and all that was gained will be lost. If you're in a competitive nature, there's somebody out there somewhere, sometime, that can outdo you. To find more life, you must do what? Give more life. It is in the giving that you find. Isn't that amazing? You do not have to take advantage of anyone to gain more life. This is stealing their life. On the contrary, you must bless others in order to receive a fresh, what? New, creative blessing. Does anybody want to order up one of those? A fresh, brand new, creative blessing. Listen. You have been created in the image of God. Does your Bible say that? My Bible says that. You have been created in His image. When God wakes up in the morning, if He ever sleeps, He wants to create a new day. He wants to create a new day in your life. You know, you wonder how in the world some people are praying, oh God, I need a piece of bread. Some are praying, God, should I buy this new house? You know, it almost seems like they're not relative, but you got to understand something about God. Every circumstance, every situation is special to God. The piece of bread or the house. Well, I'm going to pray over this new car. Well, people aren't eating in Africa. Listen, God is just concerned about your new car is that person eating in Africa? Every situation with God is equally just as important to Him. That's the reason He's God and we're not. Aren't you glad He's God? But we've been created in His image. So you have been created to create. Can you not see why the enemy wants to create in us a past that will bind us and hold us in chains? The reason he's trying to chain you with your past is so you're not let loose into a more life. Then you are a holy terror. People look at you and say, well, you're a little goofy. You're happy way too much. Well, praise God, somebody call me goofy. Let me get to goofiness and let me hurry. You are to create and do what? And to give away. There was a show on TV. I forget the name of it. I just glimpsed a little bit because they had a special about it. In this show, they gave everybody $100,000 to give away in 24 hours. Anybody seen that one? Huh? Big Gift is the name of it? Gift. Big Give. Big Give. They gave everybody $100,000 and they had to give it away in 24 hours. And so, most of them couldn't do it. But the ones that lost, they were interviewing them. They couldn't give away $100,000. They gave away $75,000, $80,000. And they interviewed. One lady, she had the whole interstate full of roses. And as people came to the stoplight, or it wasn't interstate, it's a big four lane. As they came, she picked up a rose and just put it in the windows. They interviewed her and they said, you were the worst one. I think she gave away $40,000, $50,000. She said, you just didn't make it. She said, do you have anything to say? She said, I don't know what's happened. This is the most wonderful day in my life. I won't give anything for this experience of spending all day just giving stuff to people. She said, my life has been forever changed. And they interviewed the ones that lost. Same thing. The one that won thought they'd really done something. But the losers were the winners. They got to experience a spiritual experience of giving. You say, well, Alan, were they believers? I don't know if they were or not. The only thing I can tell you, it's the law of God. It's just real. Listen, when a chicken lays an egg, God will bless the chicken because she gave one away. Just give it away. In doing this, you must understand that this creative supply has what? Now, understand this, people. God's creative supply has no end. In fact, you are to create with God and not to compete with Satan. Once you enter into competitive thinking with the enemy, you have entered into his game. This will shut down all creativity in your life. Now, the reason I want to teach this to a prophetic people and to the Kingdom Chronicle group is you've got to get on the plane of creativity and leave competitiveness in your life. All strife, all stress in your life will cease if you'll get out of the competitive game at work or anywhere and just move into a creative type thinking with God. There's zero stress in creativity with God. Now, once you fall into competitive thinking, all creative thinking will what? It will stop. It is imperative that you rise above this low thinking which comes from the competitive nature of Satan and have a higher standing of thinking which comes from the creative nature of the kingdom of God. Satan has been what? Defeated. Say it please. Satan has been? A little bit louder. Satan has been? Defeated. Yes, he has. Why do you act like this is not true? Why do we, at the end of the day, well, the devil really had a time with me today. Praise God. I don't know how we praise God there. You know what I'm saying? Boy, he really whipped me from pillar to post. But I'm still here by the grace of God. My goodness. Surely you can get that one. All he can do is what? Seduce you into competing with him and others and all of your what? All of your thoughts. You then enter into a war that has already been won, and the victory of Christ has no effect, for you are fighting just the same. When you battle the enemy, you're always taking inventory of your visible supply. A very selfish way of thinking. Do you allow everything outside of your life to change who you are? Does your outer surroundings, how other people behave, does that affect who you are? Should it affect who you are? If you know who you are in Christ, when everything around you can be going chaotic, it doesn't have to affect who you are. You can say, well, Alan, he just told me off. Heard James Robinson say this. He said, well, they did it on purpose. And he said, well, just forgive them on purpose. Just take care. How people act, the circumstances of life. Listen, the economy is kind of rough right now, isn't it? Does that have to sway who I am in here? No. If we wait for crisis to find the peace of God, we have probably waited too late. We need to find the peace of God now. So we don't want to be selfish. When you think creatively, you are always looking unto the limitless supply of God. A very unselfish way of thinking. Now remember this, people. Take this one into the bank. God's creative supply has no end. I heard one man say it like this. He was talking about these two guys were talking about buying this piece of property. One man said, I've got to hurry up and get, I've got to buy that piece of property. It was a wonderful deal. And if I don't get there first, I might lose it. That was the competitive thinker. The creative thinker said, there's more lots. If I don't get that one, I'll get another one. God wants me to make money on that lot. There's more lots. A creative thinker knows that God has no limit. You don't have to compete with somebody getting a lot before you do, or a house, or a bargain. Are you with me? We're thinking creatively. Creatively, God has no limits. Now listen, I know you know what I'm talking about, because things in your life you've just run into, and things have happened and worked, and you know you didn't have anything to do with it. Come on. You didn't have a thing to do with it. But all of a sudden you find yourself landed at the right place at the right time. Listen, God is shining on you. There is more of that where that came from. If it's been a long time since the last time it happened, it's because you've been in competitive thinking and not creative thinking. Kingdom of God thinking is creative thinking. When you start finding more life from God, it is because you trust that His ways are true, and in turn, more life is produced in you what? When you give away. Now listen, and you say, how can this work? Remember, there is an endless supply of what? Creativity. And the more life can have many different forms and values. It can be more joy, more patience, more love, more laughter, more giving, a higher way of thinking. It can even be a better attitude or more money with which you can bless others. Everybody tends to want the last one. When you truly find more life in God, all of your creative thinking will bless you as well as others. Now, are you kind of getting the gist of what I'm saying? I'm about to finish up the teaching. You kind of getting the gist. We've got to come out of our competitive thinking and into a creative thinking. When you sit down and you spend time with the Lord, you say, Lord, speak to me about Kenya. Lord, speak to me about Benjamin. Create in me, O God, a new heart. Create in me, O God. Let me see, O God, what you want me to see for Benjamin. Speak to me, O God. Create in me, O God, a fresh word for Benjamin. Are you with me? You got to understand and be with it. In the Spirit is into a creative move. You can say, well, somebody else might get that. That's competitive. Creative. God, you have created me to give Benjamin a word. What do you think? Is God big enough to do that? Yes, He is. You will be able to give more to every man than you what? Than you take from him. Now let me explain this one. In other words, when you work for someone, you will give more of your labor and attention to him than that for which he is paying you. Uh-oh. Did I lose you? All right, let me get our competitiveness into creativeness. Whoever you are working for, you need to give them more. If they're paying you $15 an hour, give them $30 an hour worth of labor. Competitiveness means they're paying you $15 an hour and you're going to give them $5 an hour worth of labor. That's competitive. You just outdid them. Well, whoopee-doo, I hope you like your $10. It just cost you thousands with God. Are you with me? Creative thinkers say, I am going to give somebody more than they give me. If you sell something, let it be worth more than you're asking. That's a creative thinker. Are you with me? Are you catching the spirit in it? If you sell something, it needs to be worth more than what you are receiving for it. If you sell your labor needs to be worth more to who you're working for than what they're paying you for it. You say, well, they didn't pay me for that. Praise God. You have lined yourself up for a blessing from heaven. God's people have been robbed because of their competitive thinking, not understanding this secret of the kingdom that I am giving you right now. Give more. Whatever you sell, if you build a house and sell it, and you're selling it for $150,000, the next week, I would hope they could sell it for $175,000. Well, say, well, Alan, I can't do that. Try it. Trust me. Try it. Sell it for less than it's worth. Let your person who buys it sell it for more than they paid you. It will work. This in return will bless you beyond measure. There again, I'm trying to give you these examples to get you into a creative thinking. Listen, is your way working? Well, let's try something new. When you deal with others, you must ask yourself, is this going to bless him more than it will me? That's creative thinking. If the answer is yes, then this is creative thinking. Creative thinking will add more life to your living. It's ways of the Spirit. Can you handle it? When you arise to this heavenly thinking, you have left the competitive realm and moved into the competitive realm is first heaven. Creative realm is third heaven. I want you to be prophetic chronicler people. I want you to hear from God. I am asking a big deal here. I am asking you to hear from God, please. We have Christians all over the globe that are waiting. They are thinking we can hear from God. I got a feeling if we'll get in tune with God, we can hear from Him. Got to leave competitive thinking into creative thinking. You've got to leave a competitive lifestyle into a creative lifestyle. And God will speak to you all through the day. You rent a house to someone. You need to bless the person. It needs to be a blessing to them. You need to give them more house than what you're charging for. And then you'll bless them. It is here that you will find more life. When you give every man more than you take, you are then adding more life upon the face of the earth. Can you see how it grows? If we're taking more than we're giving, we're not gaining. We're using more than we're giving. We're a consumer, not a blesser. Do you want to be your life when you stand before God? Say, well, you are really a good consumer in spiritual things. You sit around and just consumed all the time. You got fat and smart. Didn't do much. You consumed a lot. Now listen to me. God has limited Himself to work through His people. If you want to experience more life, you hear from God and there's a river and it'll start flowing through you. He might ask you to give money. He might ask you to give time. He might ask you to come up here and put some... we done started us another one. There's a trumpet and there's the notes. I love it. God's speaking. God doesn't have to see. He wants to speak to His body. There's one seed that died so that a body could live. Isn't that something? When we all contribute, nobody gets the credit because it's all of us. It's a communal word. So ask yourself, will you let your light shine in a dark place? Sure, there is darkness all around, but real life, which comes from God's secret kingdom, will quench all any darkness when it enters the room. The powers of this dark world are always whispering to you depression, guilt, anger, despair, lack, or pride. They will try to convince you that others have taken all you were to have in this life, that there is nothing left from you. Have you ever said that one to you? Well, they took all I had. Well, my inheritance was taken. Now, how many said that one? Well, this was taken from. That was taken. Well, I had a good job, but so-and-so, they pushed me out of it. That's competitive thinking. Why not God use that person to push you into a better job? But God couldn't move you into the better job because your attitude was competitive and not creative. Are you with me? Creative thinking. Look at it. They will try to convince you that others have taken all you were to have in this life, that there is nothing left for you. Let me tell you the truth. This is a lie. How can others take what has not been created yet? Come on, look at me. Listen, we're going to get up in the morning. It hadn't been created yet. So how can it be robbed from you? A creative thinker gets up in the morning and says, okay, God, what are we going to do? What are you going to create today? What are we going to create today, God? It can't be stolen from me because we hadn't made it yet. Look at it. It cannot be stolen, for it is waiting to be created. Again, I say, trust God and His kingdom, for His kingdom is not of this world. It is waiting to be experienced by the expression of what? Of what? Of more life. Amen? Can we leave our competitiveness and move into creativeness? Amen? Now my teaching was a little longer again tonight than I meant for it to be. But I had to get us into the creative mode so we can hear God. I've got to pull us out of the competitiveness of the world so we can... Listen, will you consider yourself that you can create with God? Is that a fresh new idea? Would you consider it to be true? Would you just try it? Listen, God has impressed me with what He wants to create tomorrow. The opportunities, the way the things happen, I'm like, I can't believe this. I had one particular thing I was purchasing this last week. And I went to the person who sold them. And he said, well, Alan, I've just got these two things. Now, in my heart, I knew I wanted this. It needed to have five different things. And I went to the guy. He had two of them, and it didn't have but two of the things that I would have liked to have had. That's what he had. I knew the Lord spoke to me to go there, and I said, that will be just fine. I'll be glad to take it. Well, he called me that afternoon. He said, Alan, the one I sold you, I called, and it's already gone. I said, well, okay, what else have you got? Well, I've got this. He had three. He said, I found three. I said, okay. Now, it just so happened, one of those had another one of the things I was wanting. I said, this is God. This is God. This is God. Go, God. I said, I'll take it. Next morning, he called me. He said, Alan, you're not going to believe this. I called and it's gone. I said, you got to be kidding. This was a young guy that was a young salesman, and I told him, I said, it's okay. He said, I'm really sorry. I said, listen, man, it is so okay. It is not a problem. He said, you're kidding. But he said, you're not upset. I said, well, no, I'm not upset. It's just not what I'm supposed to have. So then he called me back that afternoon. He said, you're not going to believe this. Got four. He's got four of the things you wanted. One of them's got four of the things you want. I said, I'll take it. Wasn't necessarily the color wasn't what I was wanting, but I said, it'll be fine. I'll take it. He said, okay. Called me the next morning. Said, Alan, only thing I can do is apologize. We are so sorry. I said, no problem. He said, are you serious? I said, listen, it is just really no problem. I'm fine. I was looking for my way on my next phone call. That afternoon he called me. He said, Alan, I found one. And this is the truth. He said, it's got all five things you wanted. He said, it's the right color. I said, I believe I'll take it. He said, I'm going to lock it in right now. I said, lock her in. Do you think that could be God? I wasn't competitive. I have learned a scientific spiritual truth. It's spiritual science, I call it. I want to write a book one day on spiritual science. It's true. Leave the competitive realm. Let God create in your life. He wants to do it with you. He is so impressive. He might even go through 3 or 4 or 5 different things to land you where He wants, just to see if you'll keep trusting Him. If you want to find more life, you find it in trusting God. Amen.